الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر منورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب، ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day a child is born, it is Allah's system that each and every human being is engaged in a conflict or a battle. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already predetermined that this is one conflict or one battle in which there will be no victor. The irony that is facing majority of us is that to a very large extent we are oblivious of this reality, that there is some asset, there is some great propensity, there is some great bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with. And on a daily basis, this is the one bounty that we are losing. The battle or conflict that I am referring to, and this great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, is that of time. If it were possible that anyone could be victorious in this conflict or battle against time, then like the poet puts it beautifully, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا. That if anyone was going to be granted posterity, if anyone would be saved from having to drink from the cup of death, then without a doubt, the greatest of Allah's creation, the most beloved of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would have been granted life right up till Qiyamah. But as we observe in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this mode of expression, innaka, verily you. This is a direct mode of expression, direct mode of address. Innaka, verily you, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mayyit, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. كل نفس ذائقة الموت كل من عليها فان kullu shay'in halik illa wajha. This is ijaz of Quran. Kullu nafs, every soul. Kullu man, every entity that has life. Kullu shay, every creation of Allah. Everything that exists, halik, will be destroyed. Illa wajha, only one Allah alone will remain. That Allah who created this entire kainat and wujud, before its creation, it is His indelible decision. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will obliterate and destroy everything. Everything that exists is a target for moth and destruction. This inexorable, incessant, unstoppable motion of time, which Quran captures in the expressions يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day, day follows night, night follows day, day is entered into night, night is entered into day. And like a block of ice melting away in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, years of our lives are slipping away. Like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives us the wake-up call. Obviously, such words of wisdom were formed at the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, afala taroon ila al-layli wa al-nahar yubliyani kulla jadid wa yuqarribani kulla ba'id wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud. Will you not see? Will you not heed? Will you not take lesson? Will you not open up your eyes? Will you not realize? Will you not observe? أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. This inexorable, incessant motion of day and night. What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is being brought near. It seems only yesterday. It seems only yesterday. The child was born, father, mother were envisaging that day, hallmarks of life, great, great occasions that we anticipate. First was the birth of the child, then was that day my son will graduate, my daughter will get married. How quick does the time not fly? And the disloyalty of this dunya, how often do we not observe? The father was dreaming of the day that his son will graduate, his son will get the key to the khazana, his son will reap the benefits of his years of rigor and take over the business. The father was imagining that day, and the disloyalty of this world, we observe how often is it that the same elderly father is carrying the janaza of that young son on his back. Is this not the reality of life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming back to that saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, will you not observe the movement of day and night? Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. That youngster, he pumps irons, takes steroids, spends hours and hours in the gym, preening himself, admiring himself in front of that mirror, developing his biceps and his triceps, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. That young girl stands in front of the mirror. She thinks she is the Zulaikha of the time. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes were compared to the twinkling of stars. She preens herself, admiring herself in front of that mirror, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. But Allah's sunnat And Allah's sunnat will never change. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ Allah's sunnat, Allah's sunnat, Allah's zat, Allah's being is above time. لَا يَحْوِيهِ مَكَان لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَان Past tense, present tense, future tense, 100 years ago, now, 100 years from now. For Allah is equal, but Allah has locked this entire makhluk and creation to time. The tick, tick, tick of that clock. Today you are young, today you are handsome, today you are beautiful, today you are admiring yourself. What chemical treatment, what Botox treatment, what plastic surgery are you going to use to delay the inevitable onset of time? That sunnat of Allah, which Quran says, Allah says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Those amongst you we take to old age, we will bring a reverse in your creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Will you not understand? The sun rises. It's a speck in the east. As it rises, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ Each day is a sabak. Each day is a lesson. Observe that sun as it rises. It becomes larger and larger and larger till eventually by the middle of the day when it is at its zenith, it is a glowing, huge, red ball in the sky. Surface temperature 1,394,000 kilometers. That sun, its movement itself is a lesson. It's not still. It's moving outwards. 108,000 kilometers an hour. 17,280,000 kilometers every day. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ In these verses, Allah describes the incessant motion of these the heaven and the orbit of these heavenly objects that are locked to the command of Allah. As a result of this, Allah has brought this movement of time, this movement of the sun. Quran invites us, observe it. It reaches the center of the sky. It's its zenith, a glowing ball in the sky. The whole world lights up. The sun is at its height. Ask yourself this question every day. Does it remain like that? Does it remain like that? No. Eventually, inevitably, with the movement of time, that sun will start moving towards the west. It will become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller till eventually it is swallowed up by the dark horizon of the west. In exactly the same way, today you are young, today you have your health, today you have your youth, today you have your vigor, today you have the whole world in front of you. Allah's reminders are in every direction. Do not take this for granted. Do not take time for granted. This movement of time. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, every new thing is being made old. Every distant thing is being brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ And every promise of Allah will be made a reality. مَوْعُود That which Allah has promised. What is the inevitable promise? What is the crunch time? What is the break of time? That which Quran says, وَلَكُمْ مِيْعَادُ يَوْمٍ وَلَكُمْ مِيْعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ There is a promised time, the time of your mort, the time of your death. No one has come in this world to live Allah's qasam, every one of us have come to die. This is a passing phase. This is Allah's imtihanga. This is Allah's examination room. Don't take your health for granted. Don't take your time for granted. Don't take your life for granted. There is a promised time. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. When that time of mort and death comes, Quran says, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Not one second's extension will be given to anyone. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, اتق الله, fear Allah, لا يجتمعان عليك حسرة. Let it not be that two regrets, let it not be that two regrets you face together at the time of your mort. What are the two regrets? On the one side, sakratul maut, sakratul maut, the sakarat of death has come finally. Let it not be that it is combined with a regret. What is that regret? Hasratul fawt. Hasratul fawt. Hasrat and regret that I did not prepare for this. I did not utilize my time correctly. I did not utilize my life correctly. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If there is any justification in running behind this dunya, worldly ambition, worldly wealth, accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, gather and gather and gather, almost like an idol, mal, 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 wealth, wealth, wealth. In it we see our respect, in it we see our dignity, in it we see our honor. We are selling our souls for it. Allah's muazzin 5 times a day calling us, reminding us, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Tashkeel, we are hearing again and again, take out time, go out in the path of Allah, prepare for your qabr, prepare for your akhirat, invest in your akhirat. How much longer is it going to be this relentless rat race? How much longer is it going to be expansion, one shop to the next one to the third one? How much longer is it going to be the concerns for the problems and the challenges that are facing you in this world? What about the challenges of the qabr? What about the challenges of akhirat? What about the challenges of that day towards which the inevitable cycle of life is moving? That day which Quran reminds us over and over and over again. Yawmul Qiyamah, Yawmul Hasra, Yawmul Nadama, Yawmul Jannah, Yawmul Nar, Yawmul Wail, يوم الفوزان يوم الخسران يوم الصدق يوم النجاة يوم التغابن يوم القارعة يوم الطامة الكبرى وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذني فمنهم شقي وسعيد فأما الذين شقوا ففي النار لهم فيها زفير وشهيق خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك إن ربك فعال لما يريد وأما الذين سعدوا ففي الجنة خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك عطاء غير مجنود. A day which is coming, فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. One group in Jannah, one group in Jahannam. A day which is coming. Quran reminds us again and again of that day. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبه. The day when every human relationship will break down. Your mother will not want to know you. Your father will not want to know you. Your wife will not want to know you. Your children will not want to know you. A day when each one of us will have to stand in front of Allah.
يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is haq. This is a reality. The factories and jobs and rands and dollars and coins of this world, when that pain will run in the chest, when this soul will reach up till the hulqum. 14 centuries ago, the Quran issued this challenge. If there is any haqiqat, if there is any reality in this relentless rat race behind this dunya, keeping up with the James and Jones, outdoing one another at the expense of running behind this dunya, every command of Allah broken, lies, cheating, deception, riba, haram, in every direction, amass and amass and amass. If there is haqiqat, if there is reality in this, then Allah says, when the soul reaches the hulqum, the doctors are there, medical equipment is there, science is there, technology is there. Wantum, Allah Ta'ala says, you are present, Allah is present, you are looking at that person in sakarat. 14 centuries ago, Quran issued the challenge. If there is reality in running behind this dunya, you are worried about the clothes that you are wearing. You go to this tailor and then that tailor. You are worried about the fabric. You are worried about the thread of that fabric. Why don't you consider? Why don't you consider that eventually your clothes will just be two pieces of cloth? That also it won't be sewn. Those two pieces of cloth won't be sewn. You won't need a tailor for it also. You are worried about that bathroom. One tap, one utensil, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands spent. You are worried about that soft, warm mattress. You are worried about the tiling. You are worried about the furniture. Take the trouble of going to the Qabristan. Go to the graveyard. Look at those holes. 2 foot by 4 foot holes in the ground. And consider, does the resident of that grave, is he concerned about the tiling? Is he concerned about the bathroom? Is he concerned about the mattress now? Is he concerned about whether there is power outages or not now? That which has become the challenges of today, they will cease to have any meaning tomorrow. This is what Quran is reminding us of over and over and over again. The cycle of life, this movement of time, that which Allah takes qasam and then qasam and then qasam upon in order to wake us up, in order to conscientize us, in order to make us realize how many places in the Quran, wal fajr, by the oath of the dawn, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the oath of the daybreak as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرْ, by the oath of the night as it follows day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصَرْ, by the oath of time itself, not only aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured. Allah takes qasam and oath on them. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. Allah, Allah, Malikul Muluk, Allah doesn't need to take all these qasams. This is for you and I, that stop being deceived. Come out of this deception. How long are you going to be bamboozled? How long are you going to be blinking at the glitter and lights of this dunya? Sabko marna hai bhai. All have to die. All have to die. When it comes to the end of a year, what do businesses do? They do an analysis. 1 year has passed. Analysis has been done. They do an analysis over the last year. What did we achieve? Did we achieve our targets? How much progress have we made? Then new commitments are made for the next year. In exactly the same way, understand, Muharram has come. New year has come. This is not a time for celebration. This is not a time for us to continue in the blind rat race behind this dunya. New year has come. As an ummah, we are the ummah of the Quran. We are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a guide, we have a symbol, we have a way of life. We have the Quran, we have the hadith. This teaches us when new year comes, this is the time of reflection. This is the time to make shukr to Allah. This is the time to show our gratitude to Allah. This is the time to realize that the clock of life is ticking. That day is coming. All those verses I mentioned, a day is coming. Businesses do analysis of the last year. A day is coming. What did my Nabi say? La tazulu qadama abdin. Your feet will be locked into the ground. Locked into the ground on that day. It will not move. Hatta yus'ala an arba. Until you are not asked about four things. Until you will not have to give account about four things. Until analysis is not made about four things. An umrihi fima afna. An shababihi fima abla. How was this life spent? How was your youth spent? Time is a mata. Time is a invaluable asset. Time is not something we should be taking for granted. Time is that makhluk, that creation of Allah, whose very movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it moves forward. A train moves forward, an aeroplane moves forward. The problem, my respected brothers, that is facing you and I, is that we think that time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. Time is moving backwards. We are not gaining time. We are losing time. Each year is 1 year lost. One opportunity lost. We are gone 1 year closer to the qabr. That tick, tick, tick of the clock. Can we reverse it? Now is the time to take stock. This last year, did I go closer to Allah? Has the love of Allah increased in my heart? Have I sorted out my financial affairs? Is the faraiz of deen in my life? When that muazzin calls out the azan for fajr, am I in the masjid? At the time of tahajjud, am I getting up and crying before Allah? For years I made niyat, I'm going to go 4 months in the path of Allah. How much time am I giving for deen? How much of wealth am I spending in the cause of Allah? How much closer to Allah have I become? This last year that has passed, has my lies increased, my treachery increased, my riba increased, my chasing behind the dunya, has it increased? And then the crunch question, the regret of the past, can I turn the clock back? Can I turn the clock back? No! That clock cannot be turned back. Hassan Basri said, let it not be. The two regrets combine themselves at the time of your mort and death. One is the sakarat of mort. Quran says that soul will not go back. 14 centuries have passed. 14,000 centuries can pass. Medical science will never reach this plateau that any extension will be given to anyone. So let it not be that the time of departure is met with hasrat and regret. How many places in the Quran Allah describes this? Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul maut qala rabbi irji'un la'alli a'malu salihan fi ma tarakt kalla innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha wa min wara'ihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. For Allah's sake, connect yourself with the Quran. Connect yourself with the Quran. This time Allah has given you. Sit in the company of the ulama, sit in the company of the pious, sit in the company, sit in the environment of the masjid, connect yourself with the Quran.
How beautifully my Allah has reminded us again and again. Allah says, spend in the way of Allah. Spend of your life, spend of your wealth. Don't delay. Otherwise, when that mot comes, Rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb, they will say, oh my Allah, give me a little extension. Give me a little extension for as-saddaq. Now I will spend. Now I will do what you want. Wa akum min as-salihin, I will become your obedient slave. But it is Allah's sunnat. It is Allah's sunnat. It is Allah's sunnat. Wa lay yu'akhir Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajalaha. When ajal, when mort comes, when death comes, no extension will be given to anyone. Like Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Al-maut laysa minhu al-faut. In aqamtum lahu akhadakum, wa in farartum minhu adrakakum. Death, no extension, no one can oppose it. When the time of death comes, don't even make those foolish statements. Like some people say, I was saved from the jaws of death. 1 second earlier, 1 second later, I would have been dead. I got saved. Like the poet puts it, وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. Pagal, fool, death never bore its claws. Because when the time of death comes, وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا, when mort and death will bear its claws, أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. No wealth, no medical equipment, no doctor, no science, no technology will avail you in any way. This is Allah's promise. لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. No extension will be given. So value time. Muharram has come. New year has come. Allah has given us another opportunity. Take ibrat, take lesson from those that have departed. And those that are still here, make the shukr of Allah. Be grateful to Allah that Allah has given us an extension. Allah has given us a new year. Allah has given us another opportunity. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is very forgiving, very merciful. Whatever has happened in the past, the door to tawbah is there. The door to repentance is there. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. But the call, the need, the cry of the hour is that without delay, bring the change. Make the tawbah now. Connect yourself with the masjid. Maximize the potential of whatever little remaining time we have. Let us not be like those who blindly follow the people of Batil. New Year, birthday, hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are measured and realized are not a cause of celebration. It is not a cause of celebration. It is a time of reflection. It is a time to take stock of the past, know and understand every word we uttered, every action we did has been recorded. And now is the time to make resolution for the future, to bring about change. Allahu Akbar, I will terminate on one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and on this, ulama say there is a principle. مَا مِنْ حَافِظِينَ يَرْفَعَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى صَحِيفَتَهُمَا. That each day, Allah's hafidhin, angels that record, they will carry your records of deeds to Allah. Each year it is carried. Each day it is carried. فَيُرَى فِي أَوَّلِهِمَا طَاعَ وَفِي آخِرِهِمَا طَاعَ. If it ended in good and it started in good,